There's actually a commandment given to the Egyptians in this week's parsha that helps us understand what does it mean for us to serve and to have fear, Yiras Hashem. When it comes to the Makkah of Barad, Hashem tells the Egyptians that if they don't want their stuff to get ruined and destroyed, they should bring it all inside. So the pasuk tells us, who listened? Hayorei es devar Hashem. Those that feared the word of God, they brought everything inside. And then the next pasuk tells us who didn't, not the ones that were lo yiras devar Hashem, they didn't fear God. It says, asher lo sam libo al devar Hashem. They didn't put their hearts to what Hashem had said. What does it mean, yiras Hashem? Simply mean, yiras Hashem always mean we don't want to get punished, we're afraid, we might do things so that we don't get smacked down, we don't get some kind of repercussions for our actions. But here, yiras Shamayim doesn't mean that. Here the Torah distinguishes between those that feared God and those that didn't pay attention. Yiras Shamayim means that I pay attention. After all, 6 makos have just happened, and Hashem has said what would happen in each of those makos. And now the Egyptians say, okay, we're going to start to pay attention, to take seriously what this God is saying. And those that chose not to pay attention, they fall, a false sense of security. Who cares? It doesn't really matter. We don't really have to pay attention so much to it. And that's Yiras Hashem. How fascinating is it that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel identifies the Asher lo sam libo. Who is the person who is lo sam libo? The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says it's Bilam. Bilam was lo sam libo. Let's remember, as the Gemara in Sota tells us, that Bilam was an advisor to Paro. How is Bilam lo sam libo? Explains the Chafetz Chaim. If you look in Parshas Balak, throughout the whole Bilam narrative, there are no paragraph breaks. It is one long story. Because, says the Chafetz Chaim, it alludes to one aspect of Bilam, that he never really stopped. He never really thought. He never took seriously what God was saying. He kept going and going and going and just plowing on and moving ahead and not listening to the fact that God, every time he tries to curse the Jews, it doesn't work. By omitting these breaks, the Chafetz Chaim explained, the Torah is telling us that Bilam never absorbed, he never thought, he concentrated, focused, and considered what was happening. This is what it means, Asher lo sam libo. It's not that I just don't care about being punished. I just don't care. I just don't pay attention. It doesn't register in my mind and in my heart what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me. Rabbi Norman Lamb explains, Asher lo sam libo is a group of people that just, they're indifferent. It's those that are Yireh Hashem, those that fear God, tend to look at it as a connection with Hashem, to understand that Hashem is talking to us, wants something from us, desires something from us, and communicates with us. Asher lo sam libo is the opposite. Not that they don't care to be punished, they just don't care. That Hashem might be talking, but they're not listening. That Hashem might be knocking, but they're not answering. And this is the opposite of Yiras Hashem is lo sam libo, and it helps us understand. What does it mean? Of course we should love Hashem. But to fear Hashem is not only to understand that there are consequences for our actions, but that we have to pay attention to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us. And to be a Yirei Hashem is to listen for those calls, to listen when Hashem is talking to us.